Good morning.
Last time we were in the church, I noticed right up the back of the church, there was no clock. You remember that? No clock in the church, which means that ministers can go on for hours and hours and hours and never bother stopping. So do you know somebody this past week sent me a little letter, and I'm not going to mention Eleanor's name because it would embarrass her. And she said that they're going for $5 at the warehouse. So I got one. And in due course, I bought two actually, so the one goes up in the other church as well. Is that the right time? Now, I'm not going to stand here all morning so that you can check on how long I preach for, but I brought two of them, and I was thinking about, not just about clocks, but about time and how we spend it. Now, the Bible says that we normally would have, a normal person would have 70 years, which is how much? 70. I'm going down the gurgler now because I'm already there, but what was his name? Methuselah. How long did he live to? Anybody know? 969, that's right. Well, we all have an allotted span, and really when we're talking about time, we're talking about something that is long, something that is shorter, and something that is quite small. And when we look at a clock, we can see the same thing happening here because it's got second hands. And second hands mean that things happen right now or pretty close to being right now. We were having a little discussion at home this morning about how long children can be on the iPad for. And when you've got two of them, it creates a bit of a challenge. We said 1/4 hour. We've got a lawyer and a trade union secretary amongst our children, and they try and eke it out longer than 1/4 hour to 16 minutes or 17 minutes, depending how much they can get away for. Now, when we think about time, and those of us who are 70 years or quite a long time, we can look back. And we can think of all the things, the good things that God has done for us. And we can be very thankful. And we can look forward knowing that the best is still to come. In fact, it's here now. And I looked up a concordance and there were lots of references to time in the Bible. And one of the most interesting one is in Ecclesiastes 3, the first 8 verses. And I'm not going to read it, but it says there's a time for everything. And that's true with life. It's true with what we do. There's time for everything. And the psalmist says, my times are in your hands. And so for all of us, we can trust God and know that our time is in his hands. You know, it's only 200, no. Today is day 236 for this year. There are 129 days to go, and only 122 till Christmas, which will be a thrill for most parents who have to get up early on Christmas morning. So when you see a clock, and we will have this put up somewhere so that I know what time I've got to finish, remember that our times are in God's hands, and he holds us in the hollow of his hands, and we can trust him for every aspect of our life. Let's pray. The God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you care for us, that our times are in your hands, and there is a time for everything, and we can trust you for life itself. We thank you that as children, as adults, that you care about us and you watch over our comings and goings. And Lord, we pray that you might continue to do that as we put our hand in yours and trust you. In Jesus' name. Amen.